Focus on the Family on AM 1230 KPRL and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Sculptera Winery and Sculpture Garden. The Frankel family and staff invite you to visit their beautiful world and taste their award-winning estate wine. Open daily 10 to 5 on Lanay Road in Paso Robles.
I would love for you to start practicing this idea of love covering offenses.
Pastor Doug Fields on Focus on the Family Minute.
Start with the small things that bug you in your relationship, okay? Just start with the small stuff that kind of frustrates you. Doug, we have big issues in our marriage. I know. And one of the reasons you have big issues in your marriage is because when there were small issues, you stirred it up. And they just became bigger and bigger and bigger. I get it. So start practicing this with the small frustrations and then see if that can lead to some of the bigger issues. Like if the person you're married to loads the dishwasher the wrong way, instead of stirring it up, just redo it.
More at familyminute.org.
Focus on the Family on AM 1230 KPRL and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Sculptera Winery and Sculpture Garden. The Frankel family and staff invite you to visit their beautiful world and taste their award-winning estate wine. Open daily 10 to 5 on Lanay Road in Paso Robles.
I don't need whole lots of money. I love that song. And actually, it's true. You don't need a lot of money at Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. You know, we have a lot to celebrate. First of all, we're celebrating our third anniversary already. Do you believe that? So by celebrating, I want to say thank you to all the contractors. We have 35 regular contractors that consistently buy from us. So thank you to them. Thank you to all the repeat customers. And for more celebration, we got slabs and prefabs. Buy one, get one free. We have tile for 99 cents. We have luxury vinyl for $1.99 to $2.99. We have 270,000 feet of luxury vinyl. So come on down to 3850 Ramada for tile and slabs and 447 North Main Street for our cabinets and for our luxury vinyl. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
Good afternoon and welcome to Free Talk California with Susanna Luthi on AM 1230 KPRL 99.3 FM. Phone lines are open at 238-5775, 238-KPRL. California Free Talk is brought to you by A-Town Diner in Atascadero on El Camino Real. Now open for dinner every night. Ask about the daily specials. And now, Free Talk California on The Right Choice, KPRL.
Good afternoon and welcome to Free Talk California. I'm Susanna Luthi. And today we are going to be talking about weather modification, a hot topic lately, and something that has been in the news and headlines and conspiracy theorists' minds because big billionaires like George Soros and Bill Gates have been very involved in supporting it. And we are going to be welcoming our repeat guest, Nicole Pearson, who is an attorney, and she has joined forces with some other attorneys to take on this very perplexing problem. Most of you may remember Nicole. She's been on our show before talking about tackling Sacramento problems, but this time she's really tackling a monster. So welcome, Nicole.
Hi, thank you guys so much for having me back.
Thank you for coming. So, obviously, weather modification has become really kind of, it's all over now. There was an oversight committee in Congress in the fall, a fact-finding hearing about the practice. Just a few months ago, the U.S. Government Accountability Office released a report essentially saying that there's really no oversight of cloud seeding in particular, but weather modification practices generally. And the agency that's supposed to be watching over this is the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, and they're really not really doing anything. And then NPR comes out with its totally non-spin, 100% objective take, saying that cloud seeding is a safe and proven technology and there are new advances, but conspiracy theorists threaten to shut it all down. So you, I didn't actually realize that you were involved until I saw your group that you got together with other attorneys. So tell me how you got involved, and are you focused on cloud seeding in particular or solar intervention? Just talk about how you got involved on this issue.
Well, I'm taking a couple of notes and then I'll respond kind of piece by piece. I just want to point to something that you just mentioned in the intro, which is it's been proven safe and effective. Where have we heard this before? And people just, you know, I really want to encourage your listeners to understand what's going on here, which in my opinion is just COVID 2.0. And if you've read our complaint that we filed in a Justin Mabee case versus the University of Colorado Boulder, which I'm sure we'll get into in a second, and also it also implicates NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, you will see that they have manipulated, appear to be manipulating data to generate a false narrative about certain crises, climate change, global warming, whatever the case may be, to justify certain declarations of priorities. We haven't risen to a declaration of emergency just yet, but to justify certain priorities in the federal government and hundreds of millions of dollars in research at this moment and programs and activities to address those alleged crises. So, you know, again, we can take it piece by piece, but even your intro demonstrates how we are going through the same actions as, you know, 5 or 6 years ago, and that's what they do to exercise unlawful, unconstitutional powers and really harm American citizens. So just wanted to point that out.
Yes, absolutely. And I love how they just say, and when I worked at in the mainstream media, this was a common tactic by editors who should have said, question everything, even when your mother says, I love you, you know, question that. All of a sudden that goes out the window. But yes, prove safety. And then that shuts down all debate. No source material necessary. And I was just doing some research leading up to this show on the silver iodide, which is sprayed into our air in our county it was approved 10 years ago. And it's been happening increasingly. It's just been driving me crazy, and a lot of people have noticed. But if you look up the safety profile, all the local news says, oh, it's safe. The contractor who is responsible for spraying this stuff, you know, says, oh, it's safe. But then there's a study at Harvard saying, oh, it really can hurt fish. Oh, more research is needed because this is a very toxic ion, the most toxic ion of all. And if in concentrated levels, it can really do some eco damage. So I'll get into that probably because we only have you for such a short time, and I want to hear what you're up to. But I just do want to point that out that, yeah, prove safe, and then you can find research that isn't even that old.
No, just like COVID, you have to go back to the old original research. You know, it's funny to me, where are the environmentalists? We've been for the last 25 years basically been force-fed, we have to get pollutants, we have to get particulate matter, we have to get gases out of the atmosphere because they are causing global warming. In fact, we have Lee Zeldin, the administrator of the EPA, saying that that these planes are causing global warming. They're causing increases in the temperature because, you know, there are also people who talk about, we have about 40, upwards of 40, maybe even 50 million flights that are happening each year. And they obviously are releasing particulate matter gases into the atmosphere, and that is affecting global warming. So why all of a sudden are we now going to inject more gases and particulate matter into the sky to combat global warming? It doesn't make any sense. It's, again, it is COVID 2.0. If we do our gut check, and we are rational, reasonable people looking at the 20 years that preceded this situation, this scenario, this plan, then we will see that what they are recommending does not make any sense.
Yes. So let's dive quickly into the lawsuit filed against the University of Colorado, because this was shocking to me. It's about, it deals with a whistleblower who was keeping key weather, historical weather data for the United Nations, as well as the U.S. government. And he says this data is being destroyed and suppressed from researchers. Can you talk about this case?
Right. We are very blessed at the Geophyte to have a lot of tremendous support. I think that this is an issue, like you mentioned earlier, that everybody is paying attention to. Our eyes are itching, our noses are itching, our throats are itching. We have alleged, our children have alleged 7-week coughs, and there's no cure. The prescriptions, the antibiotics are not working, and people's crops are dying, their animals are dying, and they're testing the air and the water, and they see that there are high levels of aluminum, barium, strontium, silver iodide, mercury, et cetera, which are known toxins with very serious health effects, so and environmental effects. So my point to you is we have been blessed to have people reach out to us, such as Justin, our client, who was, as you mentioned, the chief steward or the individual responsible for collecting and interpreting, organizing, and protecting historical weather data from not just the United States, but countries across the globe and the United Nations. So his role is very important, and it's especially important in this context of what's happening in our skies, because how do you have the audacity or any logical justification for coming in and asking for permits or funding for your research projects based on data that doesn't exist? And again, this is why it's like COVID. They inflated the numbers. They created, you know, we're seeing now that Fauci knew, as we all knew, you don't run PCR tests at 86 or, you know, at 38 cycles because you get an 86% false positive test rates, right, to justify ongoing declarations of emergency, to justify the mandates and the funding and the testing, et cetera. So we basically are so blessed from our work during COVID to have people that trust us, myself, Tom Renz, Blake Horowitz, who know that we've been through this fight before, we know what we're doing. And basically with this whistleblower, we have gotten in a couple of months to where it took us almost 6 years to get in the COVID era litigation, because we have a whistleblower saying, yeah, that's what's happening. They're falsifying data to justify these, again, illegal, unconstitutional, and quite frankly, you know, cruel experiments that they're doing. So if you don't have the data, you don't have the justification, and you don't have the authority to ask for, you know, for permission to do what you're doing in the skies. This is a major, major lawsuit.
So what kind of data has been destroyed?
Temperature, rainfall, very entry-level things. But how can you... Exactly. So it's what was the temperature like these days for the last 100 years? He was looking at over a span of 100 years. So how can you tell me that we're worse off in 2026 than 2016, for example, if you don't have a complete set of data to show that downward trend or that dangerous trend, right? That's where we're at in this lawsuit, or that's what he's saying. And that's the same thing, like, you know, and I don't have to keep making the analogy of COVID. It actually, you know, it's not relevant to the lawsuit, but it is just important for people to understand this is what the government does: create the problem, solve the solution at taxpayers' not just our financial expenses, but our you know, our personal health and environmental expense as well. So it was the picture that was painted. The historical data is, like I said, very entry level things: temperature, rainfall, humidity, etc. And now they're trying to say that all of that is worse today, that the data is worse today. And we're like, let's look at the data. Or we're not doing that specifically in our lawsuit. This is just an allegation that he's making. But again, how do you go to NOAA, or how do you go to University of Colorado Boulder, which is the defendant in our lawsuit, and say, I need $75 million to conduct, you know, SAI or SRM, you know, solar radiation management, and want to do these, throw silver iodine balloons up in the air to generate rainfall, because the rainfall is less than it was 10 years ago. And then we go look at the data from 10 years ago and it's incomplete, or it's been destroyed, or it's completely illegible. You can't understand it, because you have to organize it in such a way that it gives context so that other scientists can understand the data. And when they did what they did, which is transfer data without the proper protocols and procedures, then it completely destroys. That has no, it's irrelevant. The data is irrelevant.
This makes me think, so my husband's a rancher, sixth generation rancher, and he always said that, you know, his grandfather always said the Farmer's Almanac is the most reliable forecaster for what a certain season is going to be. And it's interesting, the Farmer's Almanac is shutting down after this year.
Yep. Right? Yes.
That just struck me as oddly coincidental.
I mean, nothing's a coincidence anymore, right? They have to create the false reliance or dependence on their systems, their organizations, their processes, their tests. And, you know, we just have to rely on people really brave. I mean, you've seen how many NASA scientists have died within the last year and a half. I mean, he has put his career on the line and his safety, his life on the line, his family's life on the line to explain this, because the programs that they are currently running, that they've been running for decades, and now that they are ramping up, are that dangerous to human and environmental health.
It seems to be strange that you're not getting, I have not seen press reports about this lawsuit. I only know about it because I know you and I follow you. Have you been getting press that I've missed?
We've been getting press in the freedom movement. So they're, we are working with big organizations, are recognizing our work and giving us platforms. And, you know, Ann Vander Steele, Tom Renz, who's one of the team, but he's, you know, also been getting the word out for us. You know, Brandon House of, I'm trying to think, Mike Lindell TV. Like, we've been getting the people who are awake and are honest and open to hearing this. Are we getting hits from CNN and New York Times, LA Times? No. But it's interesting, again, because if you are a leftist, or not a leftist, excuse me, if you're a liberal and you, again, have been harping on environment, on climate change and the environment and protecting the environment, you should be all over this issue. It is not a partisan issue. Clean air, breathing, you're having clean oxygen to breathe, having clean water, protecting the soil. We have now regenerative farmers. They want to make this a partisan issue, but this is not a partisan issue.
No,
this
it's not.
All, at all. Sorry, go ahead.
No, it's not. And this data is, I mean, anyone who is pro-science and pro-informed anything, I mean, this is insane. That would be entering a dark age. You know, we've been recording weather for obvious reasons. Number one to me is agriculture, to make sure that we can, you know, we're planting crops and harvests, et cetera. So that's insane that they are destroying the data. Absolutely insane.
And they're silencing the experts. So it's to that point that I just made, they are silencing the experts that were the climate change, global warming experts that were heralded and given awards and were the, you know, premier worldwide authority on the weather, on the atmosphere, on climate, on all of these issues are being silenced. It is happening. So again, we're grateful for our platform at the Geofyte, which people can visit at thegeofyte.com. Join our community, because you'll get updates from us and you will get this information delivered directly to your inbox to see. Again, it's exactly what they did last time. So you take decades worth of well-settled, proven, established, peer-reviewed data. This is what we based, for example, entering the 2019 Paris Climate Accords. This is what we were using to justify carbon footprints in 15-minute cities. Now, all of a sudden, we are doing an about-face, and all of those experts who, again, were heralded as the premier authorities and worldwide are now being shunned and ousted and silenced, which, again, just like COVID, is helping us prove our cases, because they see it, they're upset, they are confused, and they are helping us. So we're grateful for that, because they're, you know, they're tactics are always their greatest shortcoming. Their hubris is their biggest, and their greed.
Yes.
And so they don't see that. And so we get to work with these people now.
Wow. Wow. I do want to touch on the ordinary person front. You are gathering information about the contaminants that are released by these cloud seeding planes. Can you just briefly touch on those? And you're collecting stories from people, I understand.
Yes. So what we have asked people, and this has gone, so obviously as a lawyer, I need to gather admissible evidence. That standard is different than what you and I might do and what I have personally done. And I know there are people in this movement who have been doing this for years, for example, collecting rainwater samples, collecting soil samples, even collecting air samples. That is justifying our work and shedding light to the issue and helping people make sense of what's going on, like I said, with their children who are perpetually sick, or with their, you know, their UTIs, their gastrointestinal problems, their crops that are dying, et cetera. It's helping people make sense of what's going on, and obviously spreading awareness and really, you know, getting people activated to continue fighting and looking into this and to support us in our fight in the courts of law. But that's different, including my own samples that I've taken, than what we need to get into court. So what we're doing is we're trying to train people to help us gather admissible evidence, a chain of custody that ensures that the sample that was taken wasn't tampered with or modified or contaminated is extremely important. So there's two things that are happening here. We're asking people to take photos and videos and to timestamp them and location stamp them, and then cross-reference with the plane that they're seeing that's leaving a trail with the ADBS exchange or Flight Radar 22, which are two apps and websites that help you identify what the plane is, their altitude, their direction, their flight path, the operator. So that helps us put together a pattern, but then being able to take that and then make the connection to, for example, the rain that fell and got in our soil is a different scenario. So we're training people to help us do that.
All right, great. Well, that's all we have time for now. We're going to take a quick break for some messages from our sponsors, and then Nicole will be with us for a few more minutes when we come back. So if you have questions for her, get ready to call or text 238-KPRL or 238-5775. With that, we'll be right back. Thanks so much.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. President Trump wants to temporarily suspend the federal gas tax to bring down soaring prices caused by the war with Iran. Fox's Jared Halperin reports.
At least while the war with Iran continues to rattle the oil market, President Trump says he wants a suspension of the federal gas tax.
You know, it's a small percentage, but it's still money.
The federal tax on gasoline is just over 18 cents per gallon and would require action from Congress to suspend it.
Officials are monitoring the 16 Americans who arrived in Nebraska this morning from a cruise ship where a deadly hantavirus outbreak took place. Fox's Jonathan Siri reports.
Out of an abundance of caution, one individual who tested positive and then negative for hantavirus before returning to the States is inside the facility's biocontainment unit.
Two other passengers are being monitored in Atlanta. America's listening to Fox News.
Do you worry about where to take your car for repairs? Who you can trust? Mike and his team at the Autobahn are a safe bet. Located in Templeton, behind the donut shop, just off Main Street. They service Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, and Audis. And the Autobahn is certified in those cars and in repairing Land Rovers, Volvos, and Mini Coopers. Call the Autobahn, 434-2200.
Welcome back to Free Talk California. I'm Susanna Luthi, and I'm joined by Nicole Pearson. We are talking about her legal project, thegeofight.com, to fight weather modification, particularly cloud seeding, which is those when you see the planes crisscrossing the sky and suddenly there is this heavy haze in the air, all these clouds that weren't there and your eyes are itching. At least that's how, that's what I've been experiencing lately because it's really picked up in our county. I sometimes watch these planes crisscrossing all day. So, Nicole, I know we just have you for a few more minutes. Can you talk about the contaminants within these planes? As I said, our planes here have silver iodide, and is it just silver iodide being sprayed out? What are the other contaminants that we are getting filtered through our air from these fumes?
Well, that's a complicated question because you asked a question earlier, and I think probably now is the time to answer, is what kinds of activities are we at the geophyte tackling? And so there are weather modifications. It's a little bit complicated even to try and pare it down.
Yep.
There are local weather modification projects. And by the way, it's intentionally confusing, and they intentionally conflate the words and say, oh, it's not this because this means that. But then when you look at the definition, it includes the other thing that we were talking about. And I'll give you an example in a second. But typically what it's understood to be is there are local weather modification projects like the ones that you're talking about, that Making Sunsets, or excuse me, Rainmaker and Chasing Sunsets and Stardust, for example, are engaging in, which is local putting, whether it's ground flares or putting balloons in the air or dropping it from planes, silver iodide, and that's typically what they say is they drop it into an existing weather pattern that is, you know, traveling in the area in order to generate more rain. So when you drop the silver iodide, it gives the water vapor, the water molecule, something to condense on and get heavier, quicker, faster, and in a greater amount than what would naturally happen, and then stimulate rainfall because there's a drought, for example, in the area. Or in the mountains, a lot of resorts will engage in this activity or are interested in this activity because it's going to be a dry season, they won't get enough snowfall, and they're going to lose a lot of money, which is another interesting area that we're looking into, weather derivatives. They are betting on the weather that they are creating. So that's another interview we'll come back for. Mm-hmm. So that's local weather modification projects. Where I live, we did a watershed project, another terminology for people to look into what a watershed project, to stimulate rain, to then store the rain, and then keep it as we would need it. Then there's geoengineering. And geoengineering, the way that it's been framed currently by the EPA and by people in this arena, is that is predominantly solar radiation management. So the Earth's temperatures are rising for the reasons we discussed earlier. So what we need to do is, instead of taking the advice that we've been taking for the last 20 years, get the pollution out of the air so we have a cleaner ozone layer to allow the release of heat from the Earth's surface and allow just like a natural process of heating and cooling, is now we're going to actually do SAI solar aerolized spraying. So we're going to spray particles. Listen to what I'm saying. We're going to spray more particles into the air to create a layer that reflects the sun's rays. That's how we're going to keep the Earth's temperature lower, which makes no sense because, again, for the last 20 years, we've been saying this cloud cover that we have of pollution is trapping in the heat at the Earth's surface and making us warmer, but now they want to make it worse. It makes no sense.
No.
People are going to have to play this back again because it makes no sense. Another thing they're doing, geoengineering, is marine cloud brightening, MCB. You'll see these, SRM, SAI, MCB. So they want to spray like sparkly particulate matter particles into the air to make clouds more shiny so they reflect the sun's rays. And then we've heard Bobby Kennedy, the HHS secretary, say he thinks it's DARPA. There is absolutely a federal national security military component to this. And so these are all done at different layers in the stratosphere, the troposphere, et cetera. Some of it we can see, some of them we cannot see. And depending on what layer you're in the atmosphere, these particles can stay in for 2 days to 2 weeks and then drop to the Earth's surface, or up to 2 years and then drop down to the Earth's surface. So again, it's a very complex, nuanced issue. We are going to, like in COVID, hear from local operators, private operators, state-level government operators to federal operators saying it's health and safety, it's the environment, it's a matter of national security, it's a private matter, contract, nuisance, trespass situation. So my point to you is there are so many things that are happening. Lyndon B. Johnson said it decades ago, he who controls the weather controls the world. If you read the complaint that you can find and download at thegeofight.com, we lay out, you know, dozens of patents, dozens of federal government military operations that our country has been involved in since World War II, where they have been manipulating the weather to, you know, gain advantage in combat. It's something that they've been doing for a very long time, and so we are just trying to take each piece and throw sand in the gears and just tackle each one. We're planning on filing as many lawsuits as we can if we can raise the funds.
Amazing. Amazing. We do have a caller who just called in. Do you have time for this or do you have to go, Nicole?
Let's take a call.
Okay. Caller, you're on the air.
I don't really have a question. I just wanted to share an observation, and that's that in the California schools right now, at least the grade schools, they're pushing global warming and man-made catastrophe if we dare, you know, try to occupy the tundra, or any subject that they're presenting to the kids right now in the California schools seems to be slanted towards the fear of weather and man-made climate change. So I don't think this is a case of the left hand not knowing what the right hand is doing. I was wondering why the full court press on global warming, and it may be that there's more forces where I love a good conspiracy, so I don't know why this is not getting covered. I wished we were in on the decision on how to control the climate, you know, or at least we had some say in the think tank, but it sounds like the smarter than us people already are doing it. So thank you for bringing this subject up.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for paying attention and caring. It's super important, and it's not, you know, it's for our kids. I can't, you know, Susanna has children, I have children, and I mean, quite frankly, my kids can't go outside. And I have gotten to, I'll be totally candid here, is that, you know, it gives me, I am panicked when I am outside. I cannot, my children have been hospitalized with respiratory issues. And again, wow. The medicines don't work because you are not sick. You are being poisoned. You need to detox. If your child ate something, broke open a thermometer and ate the mercury, you would call poison control and they would tell you how to help remove the toxin from your child's body. That's not what's happening. So you're going in, COVID 2.0, going to the doctor, saying you're sick, the meds don't work, you get more meds for the side effects of those meds, and now you're a perpetual medical patient like they like you, you know, like you to have. The antibiotics ruin your gut biome. Now you're depressed and anxious and you need more meds. Some of us are getting sicker and sicker. Some people are dying. Look at the neurotoxicity levels. Look at the levels of Alzheimer's. I think the age now is 54 or 45. Early adult onset is, I think, as early as 45 years old now. And so, you know, it's a really serious issue. And I just want to address that we can fight back. Congressman Stuby is pushing a bill. Remember, Rep. MTG, Marjorie Taylor Greene, had a bill to ban weather modification in geoengineering.
Yes, the all clear skies. Yep.
Exactly. And so Stuby's presented a bill, and if we can start working collaboratively with our legislators to support his bill, this would help because it would be a federal ban, which is obviously important since the federal government regulates a majority of the airspace. So, work locally, get a state bill passed, work with your local representatives, because if it's banned across the states, then where can they operate? And then certainly be supporting Stuby's bill, calling your federal representatives to be supporting that bill. Look what we did with Bayer and with the farm bill, the pesticide immunity. We can do it if people start getting educated and informed and activated and pushing back on these legislators.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much. And if you all want to find Nicole's website, it's thegeofight.com. And you can see everything that she and the other attorneys are up to and sign up for updates, which is very important. Thank you, Nicole. Yes.
Thanks so much, Susanna. We'll talk soon.
Talk soon. All right. Well, if any of you have comments either for or against or pushing back or supporting evidence of local or state efforts, please call or text 238-5775, 238-KPRL. I want to focus a little on the local angle as she said, it's so confusing because there are so many efforts, and I don't believe that there needs to be much of any kind of reporting, especially on the federal level. So as the Government Accountability Office reported just a couple of months ago, NOAA, the agency that's supposed to be to at least know what's going on in our skies and our oceans, doesn't really know, is not keeping track. So how we are supposed to know when they don't know is a whole other question. But we do know of at least one local operation that's been going on. I think it entered the realm of public comment in our county in 2016, so that's a decade ago. And it's the operation that's focused on sustaining water levels in Lopez Lake. And Nicole mentioned there, cloud seeding has been a big thing in Western states for a long time. I think it started in the 1960s. The contractor that works with our county has been around since the 1950s doing this. It's based in Utah. And California kind of got involved back, as Nicole mentioned, the whole ski resort thing. That's how California started it. They wanted to maintain Sierra snowpack for their skiers, keep money coming in from the skiing industry. And just 2 years ago, so in 2024, Edible San Luis Obispo County actually published a puff piece about our local cloud seeding operations. I'm just going to quote from the story, quote, after weighing options, it turns out an unlikely savior to San Luis Obispo County's potential water woes was hovering in the clouds above, cloud seeding. Explaining how cloud seeding works sounds like a fever dream, but David Spiegel, supervising engineer for San Luis Obispo County, put this meteorology magic into layman's terms. The way it works is silver iodide is released into the clouds, and that allows the cells to nucleate. The water and vapor wrap around these little particles and increase cloud density. Blah, blah, blah. So I just did a little dabbling into the research about silver iodide and whether it was toxic. I mentioned that NPR puff piece from last year that said the practice is totally safe, fine for the environment. Well, other research from the past begs to differ. So here's from the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists. That's the place where they keep the doomsday clock, talking about cloud seeding. And an article from them says, you know, proponents claim that there's little to no evidence of environmental or health harm stemming from cloud seeding. However, this is still from the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists. Silver iodide, the chemical most commonly used to seed clouds, is known to be toxic and is regulated under the Clean Water Act as a hazardous substance. Some studies suggest that the amount of chemicals used is small and the silver iodide is not biochemically available, rendering it ecologically harmless. However, other studies highlight the potential harms from bioaccumulation, particularly for aquatic life. They show that while overall levels of silver iodide are relatively low, they have exceeded health standards in areas with repeated exposures. Then there is some research from Harvard University that noted the following, that the silver ion is among the most toxic of heavy metal ions, particularly to microorganisms and to fish. There is some possibility that the silver iodide from cloud seeding will retard growth of algae, fungi, bacteria, and fish in fresh water. Additional laboratory investigations are needed. Inhibition of aquatic microorganisms would interfere with the cycle that returns essential nutrients to the water. And so this substance in air and water should be regularly monitored. Iodine in, organic seeding agents currently being proposed are not likely to be toxic in either the short or the long run, but dispersal of proprietary organic compounds should be prohibited unless their composition is fully revealed. Then there's a study from 2016 from the Ecotoxicology and Environmental Safety Journal saying that looking at some toxicological tests on silver iodine, and it found that it was found, exposure to this was found to decrease cell viability in soil. Freshwater organisms were even more sensitive than soil organisms, and the conclusion was that a cumulative effect of silver iodide may affect both land and water organisms. Let's go back to the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists. They have a 2003 study from the National Academy of Sciences showing a high degree of efficacy of cloud seeding. So it may not even work the way it's supposed to. We'll go a little bit further into that after this ad break before diving into a bit about primary politics. But stay with us. You're listening to Free Talk California. We will be right back.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
A choppy trading session with the major averages kicking off the new trading week higher in the NASDAQ and S&P 500, notching fresh record closes despite renewed worries over stalled U.S.-Iran talks. Oil prices spike with West Texas Intermediate crude at around $97 a barrel, while Brent crude, the international benchmark, is around $105. Higher oil prices lifted energy stocks. Tech was the best performing sector, while consumer staples lagged. The Magnificent Seven big cap tech stocks were mixed, and chip makers continue to march higher, with shares of AI darling Nvidia rising 2% for a new record high. The Dow winners, Caterpillar, Goldman Sachs, and Honeywell. The Dow decliners, Home Depot, Salesforce, and IBM. The Dow rising 95 points, the NASDAQ higher by 27, S&P 500 up 14. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Why does Progressive help support truckers? Because truckers unite the world. Truckers unite whistles and lifeguards. Truckers unite fitness devices with people who don't exercise. Truckers unite your aunt with those live, laugh, love signs. But truckers can't do any of this if they're not on the road. That's why Progressive helps safe truckers save an average of $6,181 when they elect to share their ELD data with us. Get a quote at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. 2025 National Average Safe Driver Enrollment Discount Savings for new Progressive customers excludes mandatory program participants. Not available in all states. Driving data could increase or decrease premiums at renewal.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Do you use propane? At Delta Liquid Energy, you can pre-buy your winter propane gallons to lock in your price. Fuel prices fluctuate, so with Delta Liquid Energy, you can take advantage of potential pre-buy savings. To learn more, contact Delta Liquid Energy before June 30th. Family-owned and operated, call Delta Liquid Energy 805-239-0616 or go online to deltaliquidenergy.com.
Get ready for nonstop live entertainment at Tachi Palace. Grab your tickets now at TachiPalace.com and don't miss what's coming up. May 22nd, Jump, the ultimate Van Halen tribute. May 23rd, comedian Ralph Barbosa live. June 5th through 7th, the Indigenous Tattoo and Music Festival with the Res Made Car Show. And June 20th, Kings of the West, featuring Warren G, The Game, and Exhibit. All shows are on sale now, so don't wait. Tachi Palace, where all roads lead to fun.
Hi, and welcome back to Free Talk California. I'm Susanna Luthi. Earlier, we had Nicole Pearson on. She's an attorney who is helping lead the geofight.com. That's geofight.com. on weather modification and cloud seeding from the local to the federal to the unknown levels. And over the ad break, I just got a text in from a listener saying, came in late to the program. What is the explained purpose of cloud seeding from the state? Well, different states, I think, generally I looked into this of the Western states that participate in cloud seeding programs, from Texas to New Mexico and Colorado and California. And it's all to increase precipitation during drought. That's the explanation. California is one of the few states, maybe the only state, that kind of leaves these programs up to local agencies to decide for their own decision making, such as ski towns in the Sierras. In San Luis Obispo County, I can tell you, because all these documents are readily available, the goal was to sustain water levels in Lopez Lake, or Lake Lopez. And they did a report in 2020 saying that the cloud seeding program that year cost about $165,000 and resulted in some increased precipitation, or calculated inflow runoff captured by Lake Lopez, of an estimated 468 acre feet of water. So that's the purpose of these programs, since they started, as I said, in California. They started in the 1960s. And then there's some even crazier programs that would put cloud layers. And these are the programs that Bill Gates and George Soros have been interested in. And they've been funding pilot programs. And I haven't delved fully into that, but they were all over the news in the last couple of years, talking about funding programs, particularly in Europe, for injecting these particulate layers between us and the sun to supposedly cool the planet by blocking the sun, even though their argument about global warming was that we were being trapped under carbon dioxide, and therefore and that's why the planet was warming. It was through pollution. So as Nicole pointed out, that makes no sense. So yes, thank you for that question. And then I did want to say that, yes, the reasoning is increased rain or snow, increased precipitation. But my question was, does this actually work? And I started in on this before the break, but the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists had a study from 2003 by the National Academy of Sciences that showed, quote, a high degree of uncertainty regarding the efficacy of cloud seeding. Since then, according to the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists, numerous studies have been conducted, but the evidence is still inconclusive. They showed a synthesis by the World Meteorological organization concluded that increased precipitation ranged between 0 and 20%. So yeah, 0 and 20%, and the upper range represented conditions under which clouds were highly likely to form precipitation naturally. So maybe didn't even do any boosting. And then the bulletin continues, particularly concerningly, it is widely acknowledged that cloud seeding is least likely to be effective during drought conditions, which is when our state at least says that they do it, as clouds do not have moisture to release, and yet operations often continue during droughts. Suggesting, and this is from the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists, it's not from me, suggesting that the programs serve more of a political purpose than a climate or meteorological one. So there's that. So anyway, I'm going to stay on this. I was telling Nicole, and I was telling my mother, I just started noticing it because I've been noticing my eyes and my allergies when these planes are going overhead. I'm not sure if the planes that I've been observing are part of the local program or part of a different program that, you know, maybe in the state or a private company. I don't know. And there's just very little information about them, as the Government Accountability Office itself pointed out. Anyway, quickly, we just have a few minutes left, so I did want to touch on the primary election. I got my ballot in the mail, sent it off. So did my husband and most of my family. I want to really, really stress that everyone needs to vote. Yes, it's a primary, but this will decide who is on the ballot, who we get to choose from. And right now, two Republicans are polling really high for the governor's race. So we could have two Republicans to choose from instead of the usual clown show from our state Democrats, who we reviewed last week on the show with Steve Hayward. If you listened, right now, Javier Becerra, who is our former attorney general, he was also the HHS administrator who lost all those migrant children. All those migrant children were lost under his watch. He is pulling up ahead, which I'm not surprised because the establishment was obviously going to line up behind him once Eric Swalwell dropped out amid his scandals. Tom Steyer is also pulling well. We do not want these two to be our options. Javier Becerra, from my personal experience, is not an intelligent person. We would definitely have all the same policies going as we have right now during Newsom. There'd be no change in the status quo, absolutely none. Tom Steyer could be even worse. So we do not want those two as our choices, especially when it's obvious that Chad Bianco and Steve Hilton could be our choices, you know, given how people are starting to look at local issues. And I want to say, too, that one thing that's fascinated me about the LA mayor's race, where Spencer Pratt, the former reality show, is surging. And I don't know if you caught the debate. I can't believe that I'm into LA politics now that I'm not even living there. But if you caught the debate where he was up against Mayor Karen Bass, obviously completely incompetent, and the even scarier Nithya Raman, who is a city council member of the Democratic Socialist Party. Well, one, it really had me thinking because he is just laser focused on the local issues of Los Angeles. His opponents keep trying to call him MAGA or tie him to Trump, and it's not working because he is just talking about Los Angeles and all of Los Angeles's many, many, many problems: the homelessness, crime, the condition of the streets. And I thought, you know, the genius of California Democrats and what's really kept them in power and kept the electorate kind of tuned out of what's happening right in front of their faces here, right in front of our faces here, is that California Democrats reverse that maxim of all politics is local, and they made local politics national. So they're not talking about the issues. I mean, Newsom spends all his time talking about global warming, jet setting around the world, going to China, and talking about Trump. He and Attorney General Bonta are really focused on their lawsuits against Trump. They are not focused on all of California's problems. And this has worked for a huge swath of the most active voters here. I'm thinking of the liberal boomers. And I am thinking of the activists, the far left activists. Obviously, they have the unions. And these are the really motivated voters in the state. Conservatives typically stay at home. But what Spencer is doing is he's actually calling Angelina's attention to all the problems and how their city has just evolved into a big mess, how they're losing their industries. Hollywood is just wiped out. People are out of work. The streets are a mess. Homelessness is a massive crisis with drugs and an increasingly deranged homeless population on the streets, almost in every neighborhood. This is what he's calling attention to, and Angelinas of all stripes in this very famously blue city are saying, we need change. So I think that this is really boding well for this election, and I'm optimistic. But I'm only optimistic if you all vote. So go out and vote. Send your ballots in. We got a couple weeks, but do it sooner than later. That's what I've got to say. Anyway, see you all next week. We are going to have a very special guest next week. Very excited, talking about White House policy during COVID and how it relates to what's happening now. So come back next week.
Free Talk California is brought to you by A-Town Diner in Atascadero on El Camino Real. Now open for dinner every night. Ask about the daily specials. AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 2 o'clock.